Guys, Roland here. It's an amazing day because I get to speak to my very good friend about the next new moon and its effects on all of us. You know who it is? You get to meet her right after this.
Welcome to Conversations with Roland, where the goal of this show is to learn life secrets through diverse experiences. I am your host, Roland Achenjang.
Guys, welcome to another episode of Conversations with Roland. As always, I am super excited to record these conversations, and today's no different. Today with me is a guest you're already familiar with. I'm talking about Wendy Reitz, who is here to tell us about the next moon cycle. Wendy, welcome. How are you, my friend?
Hi, Roland. I'm doing well. Things are going good. Thank you for having me on today. We're going to have a great discussion, I think, with the Sun's Trust is the next moon cycle.
The Sun's Trust moon cycle. Yeah. Now I'm excited. I'm excited to learn what we have in store for us, and then also kind of recap what happened in the last moon cycle. And I mean, these conversations, as always, Wendy, you always hit the nail on the coffin. You're right on point with things that happen. I don't know if it's a little bit of, you know, hearing it and then seeing it, but still, I think it's fascinating how accurate you are with your insights on what to expect and then also how to navigate them.
It's, you know, Roland, once you start to learn all the cycles of time and you start to understand the dynamics, it's like we're moving through all of this, or we're experiencing it in the present moment. It's just we have to bring our awareness to it. And then it brings a lot of clarity and lessens anxiety.
No kidding. Excuse me. Let's kind of close off, you know, the last moon cycle, the Moon's Trust moon cycle. That, if you want to tell us a little bit about how that moon cycle prepared us for this one, we can maybe share some experiences. I don't know if you feel comfortable going first. If not, I can. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, let's start with, in June, we had the summer solstice. And at that time, we're reaching a peak of a creative impulse. And at the summer solstice, we have a new self-expression. We've built or we've developed new aspects of ourselves, and they've come to a peak. And so this last moon cycle, Moon's Trust, was the first moon cycle that we got to use that new self-expression, okay? So a lot of the self-expression is kind of subconscious, or it's not truly brought into our awareness yet. So we end up having experiences that nudge that initiate that to come through. And like we were talking before we came on, we always are like, why can't I know this? You know, why do I have to go through these experiences without the insight of what's going on? And it's truly so that we build a structure within our experiences that we can, it's a foundation. And that foundation then helps that self-expression be very much established in a good, solid way. These last 2 weeks of Moon's Trust, it was probably a little more emotional, and I think we might have been nudged in certain ways to step out. We might have been challenged in ways to step out to explore our new self-expression. So I have an experience to share that's been kind of fun, kind of interesting.
Wendy.
Yes.
I'm dying here. Sorry. Wendy, before you do share, I wanted to highlight something you said that brought new clarity and insight into my understanding of the moon cycles and its effects on us. And that has to do with this new self-expression that we get to experience is usually, not usually, but the way you said it is that it becomes part of our subconscious. And then the way our consciousness or our conscious aspects of ourselves experience it is actually through the relationships that we have or in our physical experience. And so the new self-expression is most of the time not consciously known to us except through our experience. Is that accurate?
So we have a sense of it. We have a sense that things aren't the same. That things have kind of, you know, my reality's changing a little bit. Like, you know, your reality changed a lot where you moved yes. into a new house.
Yes.
So you get these hints that, hey, okay, my reality's not the same. So, and that's informing you that you have a new kind of sense of self that's been developed, and that this new reality is presenting these kind of new challenges that brings that sense of self forward. It brings it through. So it is subconscious in certain ways, and it's always trying to be brought into your awareness through experience.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that, because for the longest time, I had always viewed it as this new realization or this new self-expression is something I'm consciously aware of. But that may happen more so maybe during the full moon.
Yes, the full
okay.
moon.
Yeah.
Because the new moon is a more subconscious time where all of that is developing. And then when we reach the full moon, it's come to its height of expression. It's to the point, it's peak. And so what's going to happen after that full moon or after the summer solstice is it's going to become assimilated into our consciousness.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, no, thank you for that. And I mean, it certainly clarified some things for me. And I hope for you, whoever is listening as well. And so I didn't mean to interrupt the experience you had to share. So go ahead.
Okay. Well, so I have a new self-expression, and this last moon cycle was bringing it forward in interesting ways. And so I live in the mountains, and I take a walk every day. And when Chris and I came back from our trip, one of the paths, my path goes down another road, and we have property that I walk across. And the people who also live on this road started doing modifications to the road. And so when I got home from my trip, I came across huge piles of mud and puddles and that were just completely spread all over the road. And so it was almost impassable for me to get to my property to walk down next to a stream and across a bridge and everything. And so I came across this, you know, every morning I came across climbing through mud and puddles, and it became frustrating and irritating. And I was like, well, I just need to, you know, go around it. And so I kept hearing from higher consciousness, you need to, you know, address this. You need to address it with the neighbors. And, you know, I'm very much into not confrontation, you know, trying to, you know. So they ended up appearing one day. And so I, you know, said, hey, what's the plan with all this mud and puddles and everything? And they got insulted that I asked them, and that that I didn't trust what they were doing. And, you know, those kinds of things. And so I had to have a difficult conversation, you know, the Brene Brown conversations, you know, I don't know if, you know, what she talks about all the time. And it ended up that I started to take action with this in ways, because I thought, I don't want to walk across mud and puddles the rest of the time I live here. I need to get it back. I need to get the access to our property back, and I need to get the integrity of the road back. So it was funny because Chris, my husband, usually takes these initiatives because he's an attorney and he you know, and so I actually called the county, and I'm actually walking us through the whole thing, which is, you know, a part of my new self-expression that's coming through, that's a little more assertive and handling the situation in a little different way than Chris would. And so that's the experience where I kept, like, asking myself, what? Why am I doing this? What's going on? Why do I have to walk through mud and puddles and to get to my own property? And so it's gently, you know, nudging me in that direction.
Ah, that's a sweet story. and I don't mean sweet as in I'm happy that you're, you know, having these issues with your neighbors that you have to get the county involved, but it's a sweet story because I could relate to it, right? In trying to move into the new house, there's just been so many opportunities to have tough conversations with contractors. And yesterday I had one of the toughest ones with a contractor who was not reliable in that they couldn't keep to their word. They would tell me that they're arriving at a certain time, and I would rearrange my schedule for them, and then they won't show up until a little bit later or not at all. And that became frustrating because now I'm putting myself in a position where I can't do everything that I would like to do because I'm waiting and waiting for somebody to come and take care of what we've agreed that they would take care of. And so yesterday was a very tough conversation, and they ended up deciding not to work with me anymore and do the work that they needed to finish. Which it was kind of bittersweet because it's weird where you become really good friends with the folks that are helping you, you know, create an environment that you feel safe to call your home and live in. But then you're dealing with the business side of things and it's not working. And you're thinking,
yeah,
but why is this not working? And it was, it required me to be assertive, which I have been previously in the past as, you know, pharmacy director, et cetera. But in this case, this was new for me because now I'm a homeowner. It's like a different lens. I want this to be a certain way. And I know that it can be done. I know that you who says, who agreed to do it can do it because I've seen the work you're doing. It's so amazing. But there's just a time factor. I also learned that I can be a little bit pushy. And that's just because I'm falling behind in a lot of other things. And I guess you say Papa Bear is coming out, trying to protect his family, trying to make sure his kid is safe. So I want things done efficiently and quickly and in a timely manner. But in these days, there's no such thing, right? So I have to learn as a new homeowner who is going through renovations that things don't happen as you wish, essentially. But besides that, we, you know, we ended up amicably as friends, just not working business, just not working in a business capacity together. But what it also taught me, Wendy, was that a lot of the things that I was going to pay this person to do, I ended up learning how to do them and doing them myself. And it's really weird because this happened right around the same time last year with my website. My current website is all my design and it's all my work and I'm the only one maintaining it. But for over 6 months, prior to building it last year, right around this time, I tried to find other people to do it. I tried to pay other people to do it and it didn't work. And so this is really like a subconscious lesson of mine that has kind of repeated right around the same time. Last year, this time we relocated to Louisville. I was trying to get the website done. I was doing a lot of housework in our apartment and I was laughing with my wife because she's starting her second year in school and I'm in the house doing a bunch of work. And it's really like a deja vu. So that was insightful for me to see. And then also an expanded trust in myself to be able to do a lot of the things that oftentimes you would outsource just because of efficient. Maybe there's a better use of your time, etc. But it's been fun. It's been stressful, but fun.
Doesn't it build like a stronger sense of self? Like, it's like when
absolutely.
I was surprised when I was talking to the county because I was using a lot of the spiritual principles with the county guy. You know, I was like, I'm like, here's my intention. This is what I would like, you know, And Chris was standing there listening to me. He was like, oh, that actually applies. That works pretty good, you know?
Yeah.
So yes. kind of bringing it out more. Yeah. But the relationship part of it, I can really feel too, because, you know, we're friends with these neighbors. And, you know, when you're neighbors and you live close to each other and you just slowly find out that's okay with them, but it's not with us, you know, those kinds of things. And so this moon cycle is like the beginning of that, where we're going to be kind of nudged more. It had to do with relationships. It had to do with feelings. You know, every time I climbed over the mud puddle, I was like, how do I feel? I don't feel good.
I don't feel good. Yeah.
Right.
Every time I had to wait. How do I feel? I don't feel. Why am I waiting?
I don't feel good.
What are these people doing?
Yeah. And those feelings are really the truth of the situation. Those are the truth. My truth, your truth. And those are what we need to, you know, accept, acknowledge, and really say, okay, you know, what can I do? What's my personal power? What can I do so that when I take my walk, I don't always feel that way. It can go back to being a beautiful experience, you know, or try to at least. So that kind of gives us a bigger sense of what's happening with the summer solstice and then this new moon cycle. And so when we take what we've learned in this moon cycle and we're going to build upon it in the next one. So this was the moon's trust. And when you think about the qualities and characteristics of the moon, it's more emotional. It has to do with reflection and awareness. So those are the things we were building in the last moon cycle. So when we step into the sun's trust, which they're both trust, they're building trust within those two things. The sun's trust is very much about illumination, and it's about personal power and our own inner truth. And how we show up in the world. So can you start to see the correlation or the relationship between what we were doing in the last moon cycle and how we're going to even build upon that more in a more aware sense in expression?
A little bit. So you talked about illumination, and in looking at the Moon Vibes planner, concentration and illumination are part of the dynamics of the sun. Mm-hmm. And so this illumination, you know, this is more subconscious illumination that we are going to become aware of, right? Am I asking this correctly? Because many times, or in the past when I read this, I thought, oh, I'm going to know a little bit more about myself, and then I'm going to use that to respond to the experiences I'm having, but not necessarily right away. A lot of it is going to be subconscious illumination that will then eventually be revealed to me at the full moon.
Yes.
Okay.
But we've gotten to the full moon part. We've gotten to that summer solstice. So we're now using these moon cycles to bring through that larger self-expression of the summer solstice. So within this moon cycle, we have a full moon. Mm-hmm. And so in the first 2 weeks of this sun's trust moon cycle, we're going to be becoming more aware. We're going to have more ideas and impressions of what our personal power is. Like, and it has to do with the solar plexus chakra.
Okay.
And that's where this is coming from. We're moving from that sacral chakra into that solar plexus chakra. And when we do that, it's like we have this self-expression in the world that's already kind of established. And it's going to be tweaked slightly in a bunch of different ways. So I can't say slightly if I say a bunch of different ways, right?
Yeah.
I just contradicted myself.
Well, when you also said that, the question that really popped to my mind was, this tweaking, is this now going to be perceived by other people who have a sense of, this is who Wendy is, this is who Roland is? Is that going to change now as they start to interact with you? In the same way that you are getting this new illumination about a sense of self.
Yes. It's a infinite loop where it's constantly interdependent, you know? So the more I am aware of this new sense of self, this a little different personal power, everyone else in my reality is also going to get a sense of that.
Okay.
Because it's just this constant, you know, reflection and infinite loop going on, because we build our own reality according to our construct, our mental construct. So when, you know, that mental construct is slightly changing for me and giving me a new sense of personal power, and that's going to come through as an expression.
Awesome. This question is going to be odd, but is it possible to speak more into the uniqueness of this sense of self-illumination versus what we would get in maybe even the last moon cycle, where it was the moon's trust, and by the full moon, we had a new self-expression, a new self-awareness. With this one, what's going to be unique about it? I don't know if I'm asking the right question.
Like, oh, what's I think it's a great question. I think you read my mind, Roland.
Maybe that's one of my new illuminations. Roland, the mind reader.
Okay, if you think about the moon reflects the sun's illumination. The moon reflects the sun's illumination, right? So that was what the last moon cycle was about. It was more reflection and awareness. So if you think about the sun in this moon cycle, it's a direct relationship with the sun. It's direct illumination.
Sounds like it's good. I mean, last moon cycle was intense. Wendy, I don't know if I want. I think I need a buffer.
I don't think
I want to write with the sun.
Think about it though, Roland. Think about how the moon just did that for us. The moon was the buffer for the last.
Prepared you.
Right. That's what really the moon does. It's filtering. It's not really filtering. It's reflecting. It's softening the intensity of the sun, and it moves
that
us.
That was soft.
I know, but it really is. You know, it's like it prepares, and the moon is all about regeneration and growth, and so that reflection transforms. That's what's happening with it. So when we move into the sun's trust, it's like we're ready now for that direct communication with the sun. We're ready for that direct illumination. The moon has prepared us through this last moon cycle. So now we have to trust this really unique illumination that's ours. And that unique illumination is our truth. It's our inner truth. So I like to think, like symbolically, of the sun's illumination as if I was a plant. And think about what happens with the plant. It's like photosynthesis. Mm-hmm. It's doing chemical things within that produces nutrients for the plant to grow. And so that's what I always think of when I'm in the sun and I feel the warmth. I'm like, wow, I'm photosynthesizing, you know, like a plant, you know, all kinds of fun things are happening.
awesome.
But that's truly the sun's vibration. The sun is the anchor of our solar system. It's the life force energy. It's the essence of us, the whole thing, the whole consciousness, human consciousness. And so it's embracing that. And embracing your own unique self-expression and trusting that. Because society and the things we go through every day, we're measuring ourselves against so much stuff where we don't really need to. It's like, have a sense of confidence, everyone has their own unique illumination. And to recognize that and to embrace it in yourself.
Oh, wow, Wendy. Over the last 2 months, I would say, maybe even 3 months, I've been reflecting a lot about the whole idea of comparing and measuring ourselves to other aspects of ourselves, essentially. And this is something I'm working on, and I know many people are too, but I've started to come to a place where I'm measuring myself against myself, where I am my own benchmark. And I found that it changes my language too. So to be, instead of saying I am a better athlete than somebody else, it's I'm a better athlete today than I was yesterday, and that's good enough for me. Or I am more settled in my house today than I was yesterday. Things like that. And it does make a big difference because it, anyway, it's a long story, but it kind of feeds into when you're comparing to other people's journeys and experiences, you don't know the full story and you tend to really diminish your role and be way harder on yourself. Now, it's nice to see all kinds of other experiences. The good thing is that many times you are not the one having those experiences, right? Especially if it's something negative. No one's ever saying, I'm going to say they're not saying it, but many times when you're comparing, you're not thinking, oh, I wish I was in a war-torn zone right now. I don't get to experience that, right? Something like that. But it's really beneficial to compare yourself to yourself and see how much you are different from who you were yesterday.
And it's, you know, a lot of times you don't even need to compare yourself to yourself. It's just embracing the present moment and who you are and where that is. And because it's all growth, it's all expansion, it's all consciousness evolving. And we're an aspect of consciousness evolving and assisting in that, complementing it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Oh, Wendy. So getting back to this, you know, sun's trust moon cycle, right? We're talking about illumination, concentration, a direct link to the source of life, essentially, in our solar system. And I have to say, I'm excited to understand what this next 2 weeks are going to be like. And I think I have an idea already, just because a lot of this new insight and or opportunities to express our new self-awareness are going to be subconscious, right? It's not actually conscious. And then it's through our relationships, through our interactions with other people, that we can begin to be aware of this new self-expression that's going to kind of full bloom. It's going to bloom at the full moon.
Yeah. So we're going to take our consciousness is in the last moon cycle has changed. It has restructured itself. And so we're going to take that restructured consciousness and we're going to bring it into this next moon cycle. And so during the first week of the moon cycle, it's like it germinates, like underground, like a seed. And then it breaks apart and we're going to start to see a new shoot of self-expression. It's going to be, and it's going to have to do with this personal power, this new shoot. And so a lot of times we're going to get a sense of how that's focused a little more with clarity rather than being elusive. So the first week, it's all about germinating and then having that new shoot. And then the second week is very much about activities because we bring the subconscious into our conscious awareness through activities. And so then we'll be presented with different activities that's going to help that shoot grow. And then we're going to go through a period of overcoming right before the new moon where we test it.
Yeah. No, I'm excited for this one. Just FYI, we're talking about the sun's trust moon cycle. This begins on August 8th. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just wanted to let people know when that starts because we're going to probably release this before then, or maybe right on the new moon, because we're recording a little later. Mm-hmm. The other thing you mentioned was the chakra involved here, and this is the solar plexus chakra. I don't know if you want to add more to that.
Yeah, the solar plexus chakra is really a cool chakra. Well, they're all cool, but
they're all cool.
I listened to your interview with Char about the solar plexus chakra. And awesome. If everybody, you know, if we put a link in so that people can listen to that, she goes into a lot more detail. But it has to do, the solar plexus is all about digestive system, and it's where we burn up or we transform that food into energy that we use. So you can see the kind of the symbolism with the sun, and but it also has to do, when we have digestive problems, it's because we can't digest our experiences productively. And so it really is this relationship with our personal power, and whether that is being, you know, embraced and expressed clearly. If we're not, then we have problems with digesting food, and we have all kinds of stomach issues. So in this combination of things, self-love is very important, because when you're in full expression, you have that true sense of self, and you have that confidence, and you have an inner sense of self-love that goes with it. And so it's very good in this moon cycle to kind of step back and say, okay, what's my relationship with myself? Am I critical, or am I supportive? Am I loving? What are my thoughts? You know, because the more self-love that you can express with yourself, with that relationship with yourself, you digest your reality so much easier, and that true self-expression comes through.
This self that you're speaking of, are you talking about the egoic self, the small I self, or are you talking about the really big, expansive, all-knowing, ever higher self? Okay. Mm-hmm. And now, for somebody who might be listening to this, how do I, Roland, tend to love my higher self? Like, if I'm just not aware of that, what's one way you think somebody can do that?
Gratitude.
Where they're honoring and, okay.
It's gratitude. Like, if you and I just take the experiences we just shared, mm-hmm. it's gratitude for the experience. It's gratitude for the strength and courage that it took me to talk to the neighbors. And it's a whole different relationship. When you start to have gratitude for yourself and respect and self-worth, you are automatically moving into your higher self. If you're critical and doubtful, and that's more of the play of the intellect and ego.
I see. So do you mind if I use the example you shared mm-hmm. earlier to try to make sense of this?
Yes.
Before you went and spoke to the county, right, I would say your egoic self was doubtful about, do I really need to do this? Is this an experience that I need to have? And so in this solar plexus, how would you show gratitude? Would you then say, I honor my higher self for giving me the opportunity to express myself in such and such a way as to go talk to the county about my neighbors mm-hmm. and the neglect of the road? Is that what you mean? Or is it honoring the fact that you were even nervous, like your small self? Oh, I'm nervous about this. But I need to do it. And then appreciating that you found the courage to do it as well. I mean, I don't know if I asked that well.
Stream
of consciousness.
It's so one of the aspects that was really kind of overcoming was trying to defer this off to Chris, my husband, because and then watching him, his thought process, and I'm like, no, that's not what I'm thinking, you know? And mm-hmm. and it was like embracing that, wow, okay, he can't fully represent me in this situation because he's not thinking or feeling the same way I am. So then taking that and saying, oh, okay, this is an opportunity for Wendy to build courage and strength and you know, okay, so I need to embrace this. And then I have that really good feeling. When I embraced it and I had that really good feeling, then I was in gratitude. I was like, wow, okay, this is a learning opportunity. This is, I call them situational exercises. mm-hmm. where I'm supposed to, you know, walk through it in some way. I'm going to learn a ton of stuff. So when I was having the conversation with the neighbors and I kept hearing this, my guidance from higher consciousness, I kept hearing courage, courage. You need to bring the topic up, courage. Let's do it. Step into it. And I kept the other conversation going. For a while, awesome. You know,
yeah.
like yeah. everybody does, you know, and I finally, okay, I'm, and then I, you know, said, hey, let's talk about the road, you know, what's going mm-hmm. on, and, you know, that kind of a thing. And so then, as I walked away, I was in a ton of gratitude. And so it's holding the gratitude instead of the fear through the awesome. Whole thing. And knowing when I started to step into fear, and when I was stepping into fear, when I thought I'm just going to defer this to Chris and let him take care of it. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And sorry, yeah. I didn't mean to cut you short there.
So it's having that awareness of when you're falling into that fear or you're falling into that where you don't want to assume responsibility for yourself in a way. And that's a form of doubt and fear.
Yeah. I love that. If I might add another perspective would be, mm-hmm. you know, putting myself in your neighbor's shoes and then also hoping that they can be grateful for the new self-awareness that they might become aware of mm-hmm. because of that type of interaction with you. Or even the fact that they're going to see Wendy in a new light. It's like, oh, it's usually maybe Chris that would have this conversation, but now it's Wendy.
Wow. Oh, well, I think I caught them really off guard, Roland, because they were not expecting a conversation like that from me.
Yeah.
And you hit that one on the head. You.
Yeah. Yeah. And even for you, I mean, not to step into your shoes uninvited, right? But so what I'll speak from my perspective, mm-hmm. like the tough conversations I had when it was all said and done and I was kind of recounting what happened to my wife, I felt very grateful that this person showed up in my world to show this aspect of me. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, where we're all mirroring each other's personalities or who they are. And I appreciated that. And that's something I've not reached out yet to tell him. I just want a couple of days for things to die down. While I assimilate the information. But I've come to learn that part of my awakening experience was the importance of everybody else in helping you define and know yourself. You can't do it if all people you interacted with were just like
Wendy. Right.
You won't learn anything about
yourself.
And
I have great gratitude for these neighbors. I mean, I actually, when was talking to them, I said, this is confusing to me because I consider us friends, and you know, and I'm like, so I was kind of like, you know, what is our definition of friends, and kind of explore that with them, with not consulting us and all kinds of different things. So,
yeah,
it's the gratitude that these neighbors bring out in us.
Absolutely.
And show us a different perspective. Yeah.
Yeah. No, so many points here, Wendy. We've talked about, right, the summer solstice and how that ushered in this new receptive impulse on the moon cycles, which it's a subconscious receptive, which then gets revealed. That's such a huge illumination for me there. I guess the sun's already doing its work. We're starting this new moon cycle August 8th. The sun's trust moon cycle. It's going to be about illumination concentration. We know what to expect over the next 2 weeks. Solar plexus chakra is what's been involved. I mean, and then we've shared stories and those are always illuminating.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah,
definitely. Definitely. Yeah. And we'll keep in touch, Roland, and we'll see what our experiences are the next 2 weeks.
I know. So I say I'm excited because even though as we shared, they're challenging, but the challenge is always, there's always something rosy and beneficial on the other side of the challenge for sure. And it's why we came to planet Earth. If not, it'll be boring.
I know. Yep.
Yeah.
It's all part of it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right, guys. that's this next moon cycle. You heard what Wendy had to say. Again, get the Moon Vibes Planner. It's available on her website. I'll have links to that in the notes section of this podcast. And if you're watching on YouTube, just look down below. You're going to see it. And as for me, you can connect with me on roland@chenjiang.com. We're both on Instagram as well, at wendy_mwu and at roland@chenjiang. And as always, I invite you to create an amazing day.